When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My man Turtle is in for Mike. He is off. Many of you are off, and however you're accessing the show today and listening, thank you very much. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you here on a Christmas Eve. And we got a lot to chop up. And I know many of you are can't wait until Santa gets there and, you know, opening gifts tomorrow and all of that good stuff. By the way, do you open gifts? If in fact you were at home, Turtle, is it tonight before midnight, or do you do it in the morning? Do you do it at midnight? Some people do it like, hey, it's Christmas, it's midnight, and they do it late night. Others, like us, I can't do that. I've always done it Christmas morning. So I'm just asking, are you a Christmas morning guy?
Christmas morning,
okay,
is the best day of the year.
It is the best day.
It's the best day. I will say this: if I was really good growing up, Carl, Santa might have slipped one under the tree a little
early.
Just one.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah.
And I had to be really, really good that year. But I will say this. Did something a little different this morning.
You did?
Me and the girl started a new tradition.
Okay. What is it?
Two on the 24th. We exchanged two gifts on the 24th.
So you can open those today.
And the rest tomorrow.
Okay. I love it. No, it's good, man. It gets you excited about what's coming. I've always, you know, my parents were on Christmas morning, even if there were gifts already under there, we couldn't touch them. And so however you are celebrating the holidays, man, be safe and enjoy. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, and we'll continue our conversation as we talked about it yesterday, because it is still big news. And that is the start for Michael Penix, and how well did he do? And I want to get into this a little bit. Miles is here today, actually behind the scenes, and running the board for us. Big O is off. Obviously, Mike is off. Turtle and I are here. But this whole thing about Michael Penix, there's a lot to be impressed with. He had probably a handful of throws in this game against the Giants that made you go, oh. And it wasn't like they were touchdowns. Sometimes it doesn't have to be that, Turtle. It just has to be a throw that you go, oh, like, did you see the release and the ball speed and how he got it out there? And I think his readiness and preparedness helped us kind of feel much better about this start. Remember, we've stockpiled all these offensive weapons, right?
Yeah.
Bijan, Kyle Pitts, whatever.
What's up, Darnell?
Whatever. Darnell. We've stockpiled Drake, all these picks and adding pieces, and we felt like this was going to be a really explosive offense. But I will tell you the biggest thing that I got out of this, and I want to get your thoughts at 404-726-0929. What we haven't done was play action enough. We just didn't, guys. We haven't done that. And when you don't respect the play action in the NFL, guess what? I'm teeing off on you.
No, as a matter of fact, Carl, we were dead last.
Okay. So now with Penix at quarterback, and by the way, he was pressured 14 times, zero sacks. Think about that. That's his elusiveness. Okay. That's his ability to move out of the pocket. Hey, I'm going to get rid of it. And he got rid of it fairly quickly. And I'm going to give you those numbers in just a second. But the play action now has been revitalized. And when I said you could open up the playbook, Turtle, with him at quarterback, and everybody's like, ah, what's it mean? What can you do? You can do a lot more than what you were doing with Kirk Cousins. And I think that in itself may help unlock this offense. I'm not going to tell you we're going to score 40 a game over the next 3 weeks or 2 weeks. but it may unlock the offense to a degree that it gives us more flexibility just having him under center.
Here's the thing, Carl. I gave credit to Mike Johnson on my weekend show. Want to make sure I do it here for the big dance, for the big audience. He pointed out something to me that was, I think, one of the smartest observations about the Falcons this season. And it was the following. As Kirk Cousins started to deteriorate, so did the playbook. By the end, Carl, the Falcons were running essentially
basic,
a few different plays.
Yep.
That was it. So, and this was my initial thought, and it echoes exactly what you just said, the biggest difference from inserting Michael Penix on the field before he even took a snap was that Zach Robinson was able to run at least a portion of his full offense again. And that would do the following. Make defenses have to respect the passing game. Because you know what they haven't done in 6 weeks? Respected the passing game. That's why the Minnesota Vikings put up 700 yards through the air, Carl. That's why we made the Raiders look like a competent football team. Not because their defense is great, but because Kirk couldn't throw the ball, especially down the field. He was throwing in a box of about 15 by 15. He could not. If he pushed the ball down the field, Carl, it was a lollipop duck throw. And defenses were all over it. Another great observation by Mike Johnson. The defensive linemen started doing the following. Rush their gap, 1-2. If they didn't break through, back those big feet up, get your paws in the air. That's why there were so many batted balls from Kirk Cousins over the last few weeks. Carl, Michael Penix Jr. is an instant fix to that because you have to respect his arm.
He had 9 throws. 5 of the first 9 throws were drops. 5 of the first 9 were drops.
Catch the damn ball.
Catch the ball. So, and it wasn't like he wasn't hitting guys in the hands. I mean, like, again, the Ray drop early. There were some drops you just went, he should have had that. But it didn't break his confidence. Understand, this is his first start. If I told you throw the ball 9 times and 5 of your first 9 are dropped, you're probably going to be like, what am I doing? It didn't affect his confidence whatsoever. We're talking about Michael Penix, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Turtle is in for Mike today, 404-726-0929. These are the things that you should be confident about moving forward and what we're taking from this start. It's not about the win, all right? You got to look at what happened in the process of how he played. And he has no fear. We saw that. I said yesterday, he stood in the pocket, and there were numerous times where the pocket collapsed around him, and it didn't matter. And his first completion to London was on a third down, and you go, wow, okay, he stood in there. That's the things you need to see. But the bigger thing is he released the ball in 2.47 seconds. 1,001, 1,002, it's gone. He's not holding on to it. A lot of rookies do that in their first start as well because, I'm not sure where to go. Damn it. He didn't do that.
That was also Kirk's biggest problem, Carl.
Correct.
Because he lost his confidence in his decision-making, so he was patting that thing like it was going in the oven.
Yeah.
And that was a huge problem.
I think these things are what we should be looking for and why you should be feeling good about moving forward. Now, again, how good is he going to be? I'm not going to jump the gun. I'm not going to tell you he's going to be an All-Pro. He's not going to be a Hall of Famer. That's ridiculous. But I will tell you, these things are going to make a difference with our football team. And they're going to help our football team, specifically from an offensive side of the football. Ball speed, I mean, it sounds like we're talking about baseball. We're not. How fast does the ball come out of his hands? There were corners who were trying to trigger on his throwing motion because he's a lefty. It's different. Ball was already out. It was delivered. So that's something that we've talked about, his strength. And the other thing, Turtle, as we discuss Michael Penix, and we'd love to hear from you guys, and follow us, by the way. I may put them up, see Dukes. Follow the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Of course, you can always follow Mike and Mike Bell ATL as he is out chilling on vacation. Turtle, give him your Twitter handle.
Yeah, I am at C Thomas Radio. And again, Mike Bell ATL if you want to see shirtless Mike Bell pics on the beach.
I don't know if I want to do that. The other thing is the bad throws, and he had a couple. I mean, again, if you're going to break this down, you got to break it down.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
But again, it didn't affect his overall performance. And I think those things are important. When you start talking about how much football he played in college, how important it was, the big games he played in, I think he was ready for this moment, and then he showed us. Does he compare to anybody, do you think? When you watched him, did he compare to anybody? And I'm not talking about Mike Vick. That's easy. You're going to say he's black and he's left-handed. Stop it. I'm talking about from a quarterback position playing in the league right now. There were guys who told me in the NFL that they thought he played like Matthew Stafford from the standpoint arm strength, his ability to see the field and get rid of it. I mean, like, I thought that was an interesting comparison. I don't know. Obviously, he's more athletic, I think, than Matthew Stafford, but Stafford is sneaky, sneaky athletic. In his younger days, he's not trying to do all that now, but for those who saw him at Georgia coming out of high school in Texas, obviously you knew Matthew Stafford could put him down and pick him up. But it is an interesting comparison as we start talking about what's the projection for Michael Pitt. Like, what does this look like? And if you're telling me he's Matthew Stafford, then we're going to be all right.
Well, for me, he's a bigger version of Tua. If you want to compare left-handed, accurate, places the ball exactly where it needs to be. And you know what the upside is? He's 3 inches bigger, 15 pounds heavier, and he's got a much better arm.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about Tua in terms of accuracy? You want to talk about Tua in terms of being left-handed? You want to talk about Tua in terms of precision and reading the defenses? Those are the comparisons to me, but he's an upgraded version of that.
Yeah.
He's a made-in-the-lab version of that.
That's a great comparison. It really is. And Tua, the thing about Tua is why he is successful and potentially why, you know, it's a timing offense that he plays in. You're not asking Tua to sit back there and wait for his wide receivers to get open. This is a time, like when Tua's on, it's timing. It's not because of his arm strength or that he's throwing into these tight windows and making incredible throws. Either way, it was a really good performance by him. And we should be thinking about what it means for the future. We're coming back. We got a lot more to get to, including it's official and what it means for UGA. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.